हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर अशोक बदवार, ASHOK, BADHWAR, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 1/16/47, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 7/18/2023, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 3/28/2024. मिस्टर अशोक गदवार इज हियर फॉर ए फॉलो अप इवेल्युएशन. ऑन गोइंग कंप्लेंट ऑफ हेड एक्स विद पेन इन बोथ द शोल्डर्स, बोथ एल्बोज, बोथ नीज, बोथ एंकल, एंड नमनेस एंड टिंगलिंग ऑफ बोथ हैंड्स, वीकनेस ऑफ द राइट आर्म, एज वेल एज पेन इन द नेक एंड द लोअर बैक. दीज आर ऑल टू द ट्यून ऑफ 8 ऑन ए स्केल ऑफ 1 to 10. ओकेजनल रेडिएशन ऑफ पेन टू द राइट leg posteriorly and right arm posteriorly is reported with numbness and tingling of ongoing in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. There is no issues with the incontinence of the urine bowel. Pain usually is around 8 and the ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 30% improvement in the symptoms with the current treatment. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review. For the additional history, as well as for the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 135/78, pulse is 68, temperature 97.7. The rest of the exam is the same as previous visit of 2/27/2024. Dictation number is 0311-128, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at patient request 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, neck, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, along with SI joint also. And patient continues remaining off work, also replacement. Transportation and case management is ordered. His maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed, patient is in compliance. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex for anti-inflammatory effects, 200 mg a day, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine 60 tablets for pain relief, 1 Q12 RPRN, Zoloft is provided, 50 mg at night for rest, anxiety, sleep, relief from panic and depression, anxiety. Neurontin is provided, 600 mg twice a day for headache and neuropathic pain. The patient is continuing to see a neurologist, Dr. Jody Kirsch, as well as a psychotherapist and a psychiatrist and a counseling, which is perfectly fine. Patient continues physical therapy 3 times per week, and we have discussed with him the other options like injection treatment, surgical options, and also spinal cord stimulation. The patient is not interested and forthcoming for consent for the injection treatment at all for the lumbar epidural and cervical epidural at this time. He also doesn't want any injection for his shoulders. Thank you.